morning, friends. We will briefly review the epidemiology of cervical cancer in developing countries. Cervical cancer is caused by persistent infection with one or more of the high-risk human papilloma viral types. One can confidently say cervical cancer is a rare long-term outcome of persistent infection with one of the HPV high-risk types. The risk factors for cervical cancer include the following: age at first sexual intercourse. The earlier age at onset of first sexual intercourse increases the risk of cervical cancer. Parity is an independent risk factor for cervical cancer. A high parity increases the risk of cervical cancer. And reproductive tract hygiene is also another important risk factor. And several studies have shown that low socioeconomic status is a risk factor for cervical cancer. And the risk of cervical cancer is also increased by smoking and other infections which can facilitate infection with human papillomaviral infection. Cervical cancer is the most common cancer among women in many developing countries, and in some countries it is the second most common cancer among women. Globally, around 471,000 new cervical cancer cases were diagnosed in the year 2000 AD, and there were around 233,000 deaths from cervical cancer. At any given point of time, around 1.4 million women may be suffering from cervical cancer, and more than 80% of this burden is experienced in developing countries. This is the cervical cancer atlas of the world. And if you see here, the highest incidence areas are shown in red, and moderately high incidence areas are shown in orange color. And if you see here, cervical cancer is a disease predominantly of the southern hemisphere. Very high risk of cervical cancer is observed in East Africa, Central and Southern Africa, in the Indian subcontinent, and in Central America and continental South America, and certain oceanic countries in the Asia-Pacific region. This bar diagram shows the age standardized incidence rates of cervical cancer in different regions of the world. The highest incidence rates are observed in Eastern Africa, followed by Melanesia and Central America. The lowest rates are observed in Eastern Europe and Southeastern Asia, as compared to Eastern Africa and Central America. A large gradient in the risk of cervical cancer is observed in Africa. If you see here, among the black population in Harare, Zimbabwe, the age standardized incidence rates are around 55 per 100,000, followed by Conakry in Guinea, which is almost an incidence rate of 50 per 100,000. Very low rates of cervical cancer are observed in populations in the Maghrebian region. In India, the urban rates are generally lower than that of the rural cervical cancer incidence rates, and there is a larger gradient in the risk of cervical cancer in the country, and rates are very low in the Middle Eastern countries like Oman, Kuwait, and Pakistan. In East Asia, moderately high rates are observed in south of Vietnam, in Philippines, South Korea, Thailand, and places like that, as compared to Japan or China. Generally, low rates are observed in the continental part of China. And you see the incidence rates are less than 4 per 100,000 in all the mainland Chinese cancer registries quoted here. A very high risk of cervical cancer is observed in Peru, while moderately high rates occur in other countries such as Argentina, Colombia, Brazil, Ecuador, Chile, and others in Latin America. Currently, low rates of cervical cancer are observed in developed countries thanks to effective screening. It is interesting to see that the cervical cancer incidence rates were as high as developing countries now in the developed countries before the screening programs were implemented. This again shows that the current low rates in the developed countries are mainly due to the presence of an effective, organized or opportunistic screening program. The trends in age-standardized incidence rates for cervical cancer for selected developed and developing countries are shown here. For developed countries such as Finland and Canada, the rates have consistently declined, and there has been something like 70-80% decline in the risk of invasive cancer after introduction of screening. While in the case of developing countries like India, where there is no screening program in place, there has been a slow but steady decline in cervical cancer risk. On the other hand, in countries such as Colombia, where some form of screening was available in places, there has been a decline, but it is not as dramatic as which has been observed in countries, in developed countries, with effective screening. It is interesting to observe that in many developing countries, there's a slowly increasing risk of breast cancer and a slowly declining trend of cervical cancer incidence. There are examples from China and India here. In Bombay, which is one of the longest existing population-based registries in developing countries, you see a slow but steady decline in cervical cancer incidence, with a slowly increasing incidence in the case of breast cancer. But in Shanghai in China, there has been a slow but steady increase in the risk of breast cancer, but there has been a dramatic decline, more than 80% decline in the risk of cervical cancer over the last 30 years. While in most developing country populations, there has been a slow decline in cervical cancer risk, in sub-Saharan African populations, one observes an increase in the risk of cervical cancer. Here, the data from the population-based registry in Kyodondo County in Uganda and in Mali, Bamako, are shown here. And you see a slow but steady increase in the risk of cervical cancer in these populations. The trends in age-standardized mortality rate for cervical cancer in selected developed and developing country populations are shown here. In populations such as Finland and United States, where there is effective screening available, there has been considerable decline in the mortality from cervical cancer. While the data coming from the Latin American countries do not show a decline, the rates are stable. And one has to remember, some of these countries introduced cervical cancer screening as early as 1960. And obviously, these programs are not effective in view of their low coverage and possibly program-related deficiencies. Trends in the frequency of stage distribution of cervical cancer in a major hospital in a developing country is shown here. Most of the cases present in stage 3, followed by stage 2. This is the statistics from the National Cancer Institute in Bogota, Colombia. There has been some increase in the frequency of stage 1 cancers, and the trends in the frequency of carcinoma in situ remain stable, and this particular pattern of detecting some of the stage 1 cancers and in situ cancers is due to the availability of sporadic screening in this population. But on the other hand, more than 50% of the cancers present in advanced stages of stage 2 and 3. The 3-year age standardized relative survival from cervical cancer is shown for selected developed country and developing country populations in this graph. Generally, the survival rates are much higher in developed countries, almost by twofold, as compared to the experience reported from India, China, and sub-Saharan Africa. We emphasize cervical cancer can be controlled by several approaches. One of the most important approaches is prevention by lifestyle changes, particularly preventing HPV infection and improving socioeconomic conditions. In addition, early detection and treatment of cervical precancerous lesion offers another important approach to prevent cervical cancer.